Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Russia's defense ministry is accusing Ukraine of what it calls a terrorist attack after several drones hit Moscow. The mayor of the capital said several buildings were hit, but no one was seriously injured. Journalist Yulia Shapovalova has more from Moscow.
According to official sources, about 25 drones attacked Moscow and the Moscow region in the morning of May the 30th. The western and southwestern parts of the city and the region were hit. Most of the drones were shot down by air defense forces. Some of them were caught on trees and wires in the Moscow region. Three UAVs crashed into residential buildings. One of the drones had been carrying explosive devices that did not detonate.
Ukraine says it shot down more than 20 Russian drones. Kyiv says at least one person was killed in a third round of Russian airstrikes in 24 hours. The city's mayor is calling it a massive attack. Serbia's president is meeting the ambassadors of several countries to discuss escalating tensions in northern Kosovo. Ethnic Serbs have been protesting against the election of ethnic Albanian mayors. They don't recognize Kosovo's independence and they boycotted local elections in April. A humanitarian ceasefire in Sudan has been extended by 5 days. But fighting between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces has continued in Khartoum. More than a million people have been forced from their homes. Others, trapped in the capital, are struggling to get basic supplies. An Israeli has died of his wounds after drive-by shooting at an illegal settlement in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces say they've launched a pursuit for two attackers. Tensions have been running high in recent months after repeated Israeli raids in Palestinian towns. Nine people have been shot on a beach in the U.S. state of Florida after an argument escalated into a gunfight. Police say six adults and three children were hurt. One person's been detained. Two Italian intelligence agents and a former member of the Israeli security forces are among those killed when a tourist boat capsized in Italy on Lake Maggiore on Sunday. More than 20 people were on board. A wildfire in Canada's Nova Scotia province has forced thousands of people to leave their homes. A state of emergency has been declared in Halifax.